Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the DeFauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 242 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman.
I gotta get my choppers.
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, it's miserable. Last week it was like 85.
Beautiful.
And then now it's like, I was looking at Sunday. I think the high temperature Sunday is like 38.
Nice.
I'm not happy about that.
Nice.
You know, at some point there's going to be one of those, oh, there's snow in the forecast. Like 40% chance of snow.
Yeah, they got snow in Chaska last weekend.
I saw that. They closed the town course for the evening.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
You posted that on
there. That's awful.
It's not good. It's only mid-October.
Yep.
It seems a little early for that.
Yep.
I got some technology going in the background here. Some printing. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was, not good. I still have the shorts going for work, but I had to put on a hooded sweatshirt today.
Oh, no. What was it, like in the 40s today?
It was, when I got to work, it was like 42.
Oh.
Got up to like 62 today in the afternoon, but the overnights are going to be in the 40s consistently. Highs in the low 50s. Gray.
Yep.
Clocks are going to go back soon.
Yep.
It's going to be dark when I get to work, dark when I leave work.
Yep.
At least when it's dark, like, it's not like it doesn't get dark in Florida, but at least when it's 73 degrees when it gets dark, you don't feel as bad about it.
Right.
But that's such is life.
Yep.
What's new with you, sir?
Nothing.
Enjoyed the weekend?
Yep.
We're recording early this week because you want to make sure that you're available for all the Red Sox playoffs.
You got it. We record around the Red Sox off days now.
That's fine by me. Hopefully there's plenty more off days to come.
Yes.
But I'm not super confident.
Nah, I think they got to take 2 out of 3 in Houston.
Sure. I mean, they got, what, Eovaldi and Porcello going in games 3 and 4? That's not too bad. I like their chances at that.
Yeah, I do too.
Gonna be tough on the road, but it's all about the bullpen now.
And the bullpen's been pitching well.
Yes, except for Kimbrel.
Yeah.
The one guy that you were confident on going in has been the shaky.
Yeah, he's been pretty bad.
I think he's like a head case.
I think so. He can throw 99, and he's just... He's trying to spot it. He's all over the place. It's
letting up big.
Remember, Papelbon just went at you. He said, "This is my best stuff. If you hit it, you hit it."
Right.
But he had that mentality.
And Folk was different too. Like he just went. You know, he had that splitter.
Yeah, he was finesse. He was finesse.
Hit.
Yeah.
He was like 88, 92 in that range, but you couldn't touch him.
Right.
Yeah, Kimbrel's untouchable at times, but man, he's been shaky in this playoffs. He hasn't had a clean inning.
No.
He's let up a run in every appearance he's been in, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been bad.
Yeah, not good. Hopefully he'll get more chances, though. I think if he comes in a one run tomorrow, I think he'll be okay. I think sometimes when he has too much rest and he has too much
Yeah, did you see that stat last night when he's had too much rest?
His ERA is like 6 if he has more than 4 days rest or something.
Yeah, man.
I like those pictures you sent me of the tile work on your pool after we talked. That was very nice.
Oh, I've got some now. You want me to send them to you live?
Sure.
Yeah,
this will be great for audio. I'll wait for a picture to come on my phone and say, "Oh, that looks nice."
Yeah, we had. Oh man, it looks like we put the lights on tonight. It looks like a pool now.
Does it?
Oh my God, they did. They did all the pavers.
Oh, you must be excited.
Oh, the pavers look so nice.
What'd you go with for the pavers? Just some like
no great
some blue.
Nope, gray to match the house.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Very nice. Oh, I got a little notification here. Let's see. This is thrilling for the audio format. Oh, look at that. Susie's in the deep end,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, that looks good.
And the pavers look nice.
Yeah, it does look nice. Now, is the tile going to go all the way down, or are they just going to like...
No, that's like... just... No, that the tile's just for...
Around the ring.
Around the ring, yep.
Okay.
And then they put this thing called
like
Pebble... It's called Pebble Tech.
Okay.
It's what they use in Florida because of the heat and the sun.
I see. Oh, yeah. You're getting there.
Yeah, it's getting there.
They're there every day for like 6 hours or something?
Oh, they were there all day. It was beautiful because the new house across the street, they were putting the pavers in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And They couldn't leave the pavers in the backyard because the truck that delivered them a few days ago, the guy rings the doorbell. He's like, I can't get this through the side. My machine's just too big. I'm like, all right. Yeah. He's like, where do you want me to leave it? I'm like, I guess in the front yard. So he left pallet after pallet after pallet of the pavers in the front yard. And then it was beautiful because the guys who were doing the work, there was like 8 or 9 of them. They come over this morning. They're just leveling out the dirt and this and that.
Yeah.
And then I see the guy go across the street to the guys who were doing the pavers in the driveway, and they asked if they could use their heavy equipment.
Oh, nice. It was, like the Bobcat.
Yeah, he got the Bobcat. He used the guy's Bobcat from across the street.
Brought them all.
And brought all the pallets in the back. It was beautiful.
What kind of machine the guy? What do you have, like the one that was on the back of the truck, the donkey thing?
Nah, it was this thing. He said it was like 9 or 10 feet across.
Oh, geez.
And the Bobcat's only 6, so yeah, he couldn't get them. It was funny because it seemed like they delivered pavers to the entire neighborhood.
Oh, they
and
just
everybody, kept coming. Yeah, the guy 2 houses down who's doing a pool, he had all his pavers in the front yard too, so they must all come from the same source, so.
Well, you know, Site 1 sells pavers, so hopefully it was sourced from there.
Could have been.
Although you would, yeah, you never know.
See if you can get me a deal, because I think down the line we'd like to do our driveway in pavers now.
Sure.
It looks so good.
It does look nice. Especially when you don't have to shovel it, you don't have to worry about the pavers. Right?
Yep, not at all. No, no, we don't have to shovel. Don't have to shovel sunshine.
They have permeable pavers that you could put like drainage underneath, so you don't have to worry about it like pooling up and like separating them and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Those are good for the driveways. Although you have a small enough driveway and it's pitched well, I don't think you'd have to have a problem with that.
No.
But you know, like if it was flat,
right,
and the water would pool there, that could be a problem. So yeah, would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Sure.
I can't remember if I had this one in the last few weeks, but it's the Narragansett Oktoberfest.
Okay, that sounds awful.
Marzen Lager.
Yeah, it's happening.
Says, what better way to celebrate Oktoberfest than with the classic German-style Marzen? Narragansett Fest blends a rich malt profile with a subtly crisp hoppiness for a taste that even Gambrinus, the patron saint of beer, would find refreshing. So there you go. The patron saint of beer. His statue toasted all arriving visitors and workers outside our original Cranston, Rhode Island brewery for decades. What do you think of that?
Well, that sounds lousy.
You like that?
Yeah.
Sounds lousy.
Sounds lousy.
Okay. Well, that's fair. You have anything else you'd like to add?
I did a reading to Saturday when we had John, the drill sergeant, over working with Fenway.
Okay.
So he's been working solely with Kristen for the last couple of training episodes. Mm-hmm. So I meet them halfway through the training session, and Rhodes takes 2 dumps. So John said that we're literally working the SH out of him, and that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're really working the out of him.
Yeah.
That was deserving of one, wasn't it?
That was a good. Did you give it to him at the time?
Oh yeah, I did a loud one. Yeah. Like,
did he laugh about it?
Yeah, he didn't know what I was doing. Susie kind of gave me like that look.
Like, shut up.
No, like, just like, I noticed that. It was one of those.
Oh, okay. It was a good one.
You would have done it, right?
That's a good time to do it.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, should we take a break?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Treat, not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but if
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 242 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. Mr. Klinsman joining me up in Westerly, Rhode Island. And I think last week when we left off, Mr. Klinsman, we were just getting up at the Clarion.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer had his mud coffee.
Yeah, the coffee from the bathroom.
Yep.
Which is excellent. 3 stars.
Yep.
And then we had to check out or just get our stuff out, and we had to put 3 sets of golf clubs and 3 sets of luggage into your Jetta.
Yes.
With 3 people.
Correct.
Riding in there. And we made it work somehow.
Yeah, we did. Schaefer, you guys, we did a good job, the 3 of us, didn't we?
It's funny, though, because when he left and he took his stuff with him, it seemed like it was more difficult for you and I to get our stuff in your car with just 2 of us than when he was in
there. Yes, yep, I did.
Although we did
that.
inherit Joe's cooler, so that might have
been. Yeah, Joe's cooler did take up a bulk of the back seat.
Did you give that thing back to him yet?
No.
You're just going to write your name on it?
No, I'll give it back. I've got so many coolers.
I like how it has his name on it. You're just going to cross it out and write Melnick.
Does it have his name on it?
Says Regan. Yeah, it says his last name on it. You should cross that out and put like Melnick or your.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Or just add the Por Favor before it.
Yeah, Por Favor. That would be good. So we got into the Jetta and we left the Clarion, Kissimmee, main gate at what, 8:30 for our 8:40 reservation at Boma.
Correct.
At the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Correct.
And we made it there with about a minute to spare,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
I don't know if we made it to the check-in in time, but we definitely made it to the resort in time. I think we were just parking at like 8:40, so by the time we walked in and everything, it was probably 8:50. But
yep.
We went in, checked in, and they say, oh, okay, what's your cell phone number? And we'll text you when your table's ready. I'm like, all right, so it might be 10, 15 minutes, whatever. I give the phone number. We walk away. I haven't even taken 2 steps away, and it buzzes.
Right.
Mr. Rudy, your table's ready. It's like, why even do the number? Just say, oh, your table's ready. Let's go. But that's just a minor thing. And then we destroyed it at Boma, didn't
we? Now, I must admit, when we were walking in, you kind of almost have that Grand Floridian look that I have walking in. You do like that resort, don't you?
I do like that resort, yeah. I love how big the lobby is. I love the big windows facing out. You don't like it because it's a little dark.
Correct.
But I like it because of how open it is and how... I like the dark woods. I like everything in there. That one and Wilderness Lodge, because they're both very similar, I love those both.
Yep.
Both those lobbies.
Yep.
But I also had that look because I knew I was going to Boma, which is my favorite breakfast place on property that I've been to. And it lived up to it once again, did it not?
That was fantastic.
We did a good number on that buffet.
I was going to say they start with the, I forget what kind of juice that is.
It's the jungle juice or pog or whatever. It's pineapple, orange, guava juice.
Yep.
Most of the buffets have the same thing. They all call it something different.
Yeah, they do.
But they'd serve it at like the Ohana breakfast.
Yep.
They serve it at Trails End. They serve it at, I think they even served it at Cape May. It's basically just the standard like juice that they give you, but it's very good. And it's straight because I usually don't like that kind of the mixes. Like I like orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
I really like orange juice. Guava, I don't really know if I've had just guava or guava juice on its own. I think I've only had it mixed in that, so maybe I do like it. But like pineapple orange is a good combination, so adding the guava to it just gives it that little extra oomph.
And I ended up getting...
a grapefruit juice?
I always get a grapefruit juice. That's my go-to whenever I go out for breakfast.
Now, why is that?
I just like grapefruit juice.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like, is it just Disney or anytime you go out for breakfast, you get the grapefruit juice?
No, it's always whenever I go out for breakfast, I get grapefruit juice.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coffee was okay.
Yep.
Not the best, but it was fine.
Yep.
We had the coffee, we had the juice, and then our waiter was very good there.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, he was good. He was very engaging. He was kind of like a, you know, he probably would have hung out with us.
Yeah, I think so.
Like he was a goofball like us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was making some kind of comments, and you could tell that he was a kind of a goof.
Yes.
But he was a good dude. And he'd been, what did he say, he was there for 25 years or
yeah.
something like
yep.
that? I don't know if he's been working, obviously not working at Boma for 25 years, because it hasn't been open that long, but he'd been in Florida for 25 years.
Because I think he was from Africa originally, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't remember what it was on his name tag. It was another country, but I can't remember. Either the Middle East or Africa, I can't remember which one. No. But he was good. The food, as always, was excellent. That carving station is top-notch. They had carved corned beef, which I don't think I've ever had.
No, at a carving station. Like carved, no, nope.
Which was very good. They had the ham again, yep. Which I love. That ham was very good. Yep. Excellent. They have the dipping sauces. They had that spicy honey mustard that, you know, like you like to say, you could put that on an old shoe and it would be good.
Yep.
They had the sambal, which is like a spicy tomato, like a thick spicy tomato sauce. I use that on the corned beef, and I like that a lot. But they also have the African corned beef hash.
Yes.
Which is like a different style. It's not the traditional corned beef hash. It has some cornmeal on top, and it has a different spice to it, but it's very good. And I think, like, I had had that before, and I was kind of looking forward to having it again, but Schaefer was very impressed.
Yeah, that was his favorite.
He hadn't been there. Yeah, he said that was his favorite thing there.
And I, of course, went with the asparagus and hollandaise sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like that. I'm not a huge fan of asparagus.
Cooked perfectly.
I had that cornmeal, the pap, and the chocolaca, which is like the cornmeal with the roasted tomato sauce on it. That was good. The eggs, the goat cheese with chive.
Fantastic.
Eggs
were they
were
not?
Very good. Oh, perfectly creamy.
Yep.
You know, sometimes, like, they get watery and separate, but they weren't. You could tell they were fresh.
Because they were constantly bringing out the fresh eggs, too, I noticed. Mm-hmm. Meats were good. The sausage was good. The bacon was cooked, I think, maybe a little overcooked, but pretty damn good for a buffet.
Yeah, as far as Disney bacon goes, it was pretty good, as Disney's not really known for their, you know, overwhelmingly positive reviews on bacon, but it was still pretty good. I had some of the... did I go with a biscuit with gravy? I think I did.
Yeah, I think you did, because I made fun of you, because we were talking about Olivia's. Yep.
That's right, yeah. So I had that, which is always good. And then they had some smoked salmon at the bagel station, which was like pepper crusted. I had a couple pieces of that. That was really, really good. I just had it like straight up. I didn't put it on anything, just a couple bites of it. Oh, man, that was good. Like nicely seasoned, a little bit salty, but not over salty. You could still taste the fish. It was nice and cold, so you knew it was fresh, hadn't been sitting out there for too long. That was very good. I know you're not a salmon guy, no. So... you wouldn't try that, but I saw Schaefer had a little bit of it, and I was like, ooh, that looks pretty good, so I got some, and it was very good.
Yeah, Dan.
I also like the baked goods section, which you always skip,
yes,
correct?
Yes, I don't load on carbs, nope.
So they had a sticky pecan cinnamon roll, which I had two of, and they were fantastic. Oh my God, they were so good. Two of those. They had a French toast bread pudding with a vanilla sauce that was good as well. I'm trying to think what else there was. They had the build-your-own-omelet station, which I don't think any of us went for.
We did not get a build-your-own-omelet. No, we didn't.
And you know what? I'm fine with that because the goat cheese eggs were so good that I didn't need more eggs. It's just like you basically could have just crumbled some bacon on top of those goat cheese eggs and had your own
omelet. Yeah, you're right.
At that point. So that was plenty good. So the only things I went back for seconds were the ham and that pecan cinnamon roll. Those are the two things that I had multiple servings of when I went. So I tried to try a lot of a bunch of different things, and I did. I tried almost everything, definitely everything I wanted to. I didn't get too full and leave something on the table, so to speak. I went through strategically through the line and figured out exactly what I wanted to try and was able to try a little bit of all of it, and then went back for my favorite things at the end for a repeat. Were you able to use the same strategy, sir?
Yeah, I went back for the goat cheese and eggs, and I got the, both of the proteins again.
The corned beef and the ham?
Yes, and I think I did get some more asparagus because I love asparagus.
You did like that. Now, the only thing I would say, their breakfast potatoes are not that good.
No.
Because they have, like, the peppers and onions, but they're just, like, the dry, like, fried chunks. So it doesn't, like, mix together. They need something to, like, hold. It's not like they're sautéed together in, like, oil and butter or anything to keep it all. Like, you just get the loose potatoes with like the vegetables in there. It's not really, they're not bad. They're just nothing great. I think they could step it up a little on those. And then the coffee's not great, but it was fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
Those would be my only two gripes with the Boma. I thought it was very good there. So the second time I went and it was as good as the first time. So consistency over two separate trips, several years apart. That's a good thing that it stayed similarly good.
Yep.
I will say that from the first time at the carving station, they had that turkey, which I wasn't sure I would like, and I ended up loving that. I would have liked to have the turkey instead of the corned beef. I liked that better, but both meats were very good at the carving station.
And I'd rather have turkey and corned beef.
Instead of the ham, right?
Correct.
Yeah, see, I really liked the ham. The ham and the turkey were my two favorites of those, but... You know, they were all good, so I'm not going to complain about that.
I'm Irish, so I always lean toward corned beef.
And then, of course, it comes time to pay the piper, right?
Yep.
For the bill. And we had the Tables in Wonderland, thanks to you.
Yep.
And I believe the bill total for the three of us was like $68 after the tables discount, maybe 70.
Was it really? I thought it was like 32 a head.
Well, was it that much? No, it wasn't that much. It couldn't have been. I think it was 27.
Wow, what a deal.
So what's 27 times 3? Because that's basically what it came out to. 54, yeah, 71.
Yeah, maybe
72
minus
bucks
20 plus 18 for the... Yeah, that sounds about right. That's a great deal, isn't it?
Yeah, for the amount of different foods, like you've said many times, you're not getting your money's worth at a breakfast buffet, but if you want to try a lot of different things, it's the way to go. You're paying for the variety.
You know what else I like about that buffet is you never feel rushed.
No, and they definitely didn't rush us.
They like,
we actually we had to ask them for the bill, I think.
Yeah.
Because we needed to get going to
play. I mean, most of their buffets are just constant table turning.
Mm-hmm. That's not true. The character buffets are
correct, and that's usually the buffets I go to for breakfast.
That's true. But like Trails End, they don't rush
you. No, you're right.
And I'm sure the Wave, I haven't been there for their buffet, but
I assume they don't rush you there. That's also a sit-down. That's also a regular.
Yeah. So I was listening to another podcast the other day, and your old stomping grounds, the Captain's Grill,
uh-huh.
Now the Ale and Compass, apparently they just made that one of those buffet/sit-down breakfast places.
I think that was always that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had a little buffet as well.
Oh, they made it sound like they just added that.
No, they always had one. Oh, it might be new to Ale and Compass. I'm sorry, but when it was
when it was Captain's Grill, they did have a buffet.
Yep.
So that's not bad. Yeah, I do love that buffet. I think that's my favorite breakfast buffet that I've been to at Disney. But I've only been to the Trails End, Cape May, that one. I've been to a few other places for breakfast, like Kona.
Right.
The Trattoria Al Forno. I'm trying to think where else I've been for breakfast. Kind of Grand Floridian Cafe.
Kind of. I didn't want to go there. That'll be like day four. I didn't want it to go there, but yep.
Yeah, we won't count that one. So, yeah. But overall,
you paid admission, but you didn't watch much of the ball game. Let's just leave it at that.
Overall, I mean, I think Boma, and I think I said it when we were there, if I was staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I would not be against going there every day for breakfast to start
the day. It's a good way to start the day, isn't it?
Got to have a breakfast, Margie. There's enough variety, and it's priced well enough that you don't feel like you're going to get sick of it.
Right.
And it's not like a ripoff or anything. It is a lot of food, though, because we were full through golf from
We were.
Because, you know, they came around. You could have ordered some food. I think you ordered a hot dog just because it was fun to order it on the cart.
Yeah.
But I wasn't hungry. By the time we went to dinner, I was ready to chew someone's leg, but it wasn't too bad. It definitely kept us full, because from 9 o'clock until, what, 8 o'clock at night? Yeah, so that was pretty good. But should we talk about more stuff like the golf? Or are we going to do golf all in one episode, or are we just going to do this chronological?
It's up to you. How do you want to do it?
Let's just do it chronological. So we'll talk golf, and then we'll separate Shula into its own episode next week. How's that sound?
Okay.
Maybe we'll get Schaefer to join us for that episode.
Okay.
And then, so we'll talk golf, and then we'll...
Well, then we meet Joey over at Oki West.
Yeah, so he's panicking.
Oh, of course he is. OCD
Joey. Because it's 2 hours before our tea time, and he hasn't seen us yet.
Yeah, you guys on your way. Where are you guys? Give me a call.
So, because he called us during breakfast, and you just went straight to voicemail
on
him, right?
Yes, I just hit that button.
Dude. And then, so we get over there. He's sitting in the lobby.
Yeah.
Just feet up, enjoying life, big smile on
his face.
Didn't
he have a Bloody Mary when he first got there? Because didn't he text us a picture of a Bloody?
Yeah, he made his own out of the trunk of his car. That's a classy move.
That
isn't
is,
it?
Isn't it? Out of the trunk of his car, he had a Bloody in the lobby of Oki West.
Yeah, beautiful. So we did that. He was hanging out with, you know, and then we all drove over.
We took two cars.
Yeah, because at that point...
We had too much stuff. So I think you threw your bag because Schaefer was playing one of my sets. So we left both of my sets together in my car, and I think you threw your bag in the
Joe's. Yeah, I threw my clubs in the back of Joe's car, and then we drove over to
which was
Saratoga.
Literally right around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it was kind of winding. Like, once you got into Saratoga, right. It was kind of a drive to get to the golf course.
Yeah, it was.
So we dropped the bags off at Bag Drop, threw some lettuce around.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yes.
Threw so much lettuce that Joe turned around and said, don't give him any more.
You know that's a good sign, right?
Oh, yeah. Those people at Bag Drop were loving us.
They saw us. We were like whales at the casino.
Oh, we were. I'm surprised they didn't comp us a room at Saratoga Springs.
Sir, next time you're in town, let us know. Free round of golf. Oh, so we go in, and this, like, not to, like, get ahead of it, but Palm Magnolia, very nice. But Lake Buena Vista is set up like a country club. Palm and Magnolia is set up like a high-end public course. Like, you walk in, and you walk through the locker room. There's a sitting area for Lake Buena Vista, small little pro shop.
Yep.
Like, I really liked that. That was nice build up to it. You felt like you were in a fancier place. Mm-hmm. And you go in, you know, you walk around. It's small, like I said, small pro shop, but they had some nice shirts, some nice hats. You know, they had the flags that you could buy of each course. They had the head covers, things like that. But we ended up paying for the rounds. And they tell us, they say, oh, it's going to be discounted because they punched the greens within the last 2 weeks, I think they said, or the last month or something. And we were all like, oh, okay, so it was a little less. And we got out there, and the greens were fine.
They were rolled really well.
Like, they were pretty much, I would say, 90% healed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, not that any of us were lighting the world on fire, but I had no problem. Like, we didn't get any bad bounces on the greens at all.
No.
And then, you know, the starter was giving us some advice about how everything's going to play an extra club. There's not going to be a lot of roll out there, which was definitely true.
Yeah, I noticed because he said it's a championship golf course and all the greens are elevated.
Mm-hmm.
And they were. You couldn't roll golf shots on the green.
No. So you had to land everything there, and it was soft. The greens were very soft. Like, you were landing and the ball was sticking right where it was.
Yeah, they were. Yep.
But my initial impressions of that place, I was blown away. So you pull up to the practice range, and you get to the first tee, and you're right at the first tee behind the ninth hole is a Mickey-shaped bunker, which is a nice way to start the day,
mm-hmm,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you see that, and then you have, Saratoga Springs behind you. The Sasagula River boats are going off, and then you're hitting off the first hole with all that going around you, and you go out, and
you can see Disney Springs.
Yeah, you see Disney Springs over across the way, and you go out into this course, and it's kind of winding through the woods, but it's also winding along the Sasagula. So you go by Old Key West, you go by Saratoga Springs, you go by the Treehouse Villas, you go by Port Orleans French Quarter. I loved it. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the description. It says, this classic country club course winds through pastel villas, pine forests, palmettos, and sparkling lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of the three, I thought this was the most scenic.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, like you said, it went through all the resorts, the Treehouse Villas, Disney Springs. Not that you went through it, but you could see it in the
you
foreground.
You could see it. Yeah. I mean, there was, off one of the tees, I think it was 15 or 16, we were sitting on the tee, and there was a father and son hanging out in the balcony of their Treehouse Villa.
Yeah.
You could, like, hear their they were 20 feet away from
us. Yeah, because I think you told me to watch my mouth at one point.
Yeah, it was a younger kid. He was probably 8 or 9, yeah. So we kind of just had to bite our tongues for a minute there.
Because we were all, we all hit, all four of us hit tee shots, and
yeah,
not I don't think there were four all good ball parts.
That one wasn't too bad. I think we all got it out there.
I think you're right.
But yes, you're right. We actually all surprisingly played pretty well that first day.
Yeah, we did.
Considering, you know, some of us hadn't played in a long time and you know, getting to a new course and everything like that. I loved that course. And I even said at the end of it that it was my favorite of the three.
Yep.
It also might have been because I played the best there, but I just loved everything about that course. I loved just being in the middle of the resorts.
Yeah.
Being able to see.
I agree with you. In the fairways, it's a generous, even though it's winding through the woods, there's not a lot of problems.
Not a lot of trouble out there.
I think these golf courses, like if we lived here and we played here, quite often, we would really, really grow to love them.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because you're not shaking on every tee shot.
And you can hit driver and be like, you don't get punished for a good shot. Like, you know how sometimes you play a course for the first time and you don't know and you hit the driver and you smoke it and you go right through the fairway into a trap or something?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that. There's nothing too tricked out where it punishes you for a good shot.
No.
Which nothing drives me crazier than that. If you hit a good shot, you shouldn't be punished because you don't know the course.
Right.
I also liked, I think this one had some of the best approaches. There were a couple semi-island greens that that par four dogleg, the one that we stayed on, that was right out our back door at Old Key West.
Yep.
With the, I wouldn't call it an island green, but it was surrounded on three sides by water where the bridge goes over.
Yep.
Like, that's a really pretty shot. That par three, 17th, where we hit over the river, across the street and everything. I like that. There were some really nice holes. Yeah, I definitely enjoyed playing there a lot. And like I said, we all played pretty well on that course, so I think that helped the enjoyment level. And definitely my favorite of the three. And like you said, it's most picturesque. It didn't feel the most Disney, because when you're playing the other two, you can see the Polynesia and the Grand Floridian. You can hear the Magic Kingdom. So that's a different experience altogether. But as far as just a pure golf, like wanting to go back, if you told me I could play one of those three tomorrow, I'd pick Lake Buena Vista in a heartbeat.
Did you want to talk about my tee shot real quick on that one hole of where we were staying?
I think, because after we checked into our room, we went out to the back balcony and we saw the hole that we were staying on. And I think, I don't know if it was me or Schaefer, one of us said, you may have hit our actual building, because you hit one off the tee that went so far right. Like, it started right and sliced.
And what did I say off the tee?
As soon as you hit it, you just went four right. There was no one within 600 yards of us, but you just
screamed, I yelled four right, and I pointed my club, too.
Oh, yeah, just in case.
Right, I pointed my club just in case there was somebody out there grilling.
And we're all watching, and you know it's dead. It's gone. There's no doubt about it. Like, there's no chance you'd ever find
it. As soon as it came off the club face, it was gone, right?
Yeah, it's one of those. So we're sitting there. We're all listening. We're watching. And then, like, 2 seconds later, you just hear the most tinny metal sound, like boom, like it's like someone hit like a steel drum with a rock.
I drilled that thing, didn't I?
Yeah, whatever it was that you hit, which could have been the roof of one of the Old Key West buildings, you definitely made a good sound. We didn't even look for that one, did we?
No.
Just let that could have been in someone's morning coffee.
No, just keep driving.
Just keep going.
Yeah, I'll drop one.
I'll
up
drop
here, Bill.
One. I'll drop
I'll
one.
I'll take my one-stroke penalty. Because there was no out-of-bounds, too.
That course did have out-of-bounds.
Oh, okay.
The other two did not. Yeah, that one did have some out-of-bounds. But, yeah, that was funny. There were some fun shots out there. Not, like I said, none of us lit the world on fire, but we all played okay. We had some fun.
We left a couple of golf shots on the golf course, Pards.
Tough to get out there out of the car first thing and hit a good shot, Pards. There were some tough holes, though. That wasn't an easy course, but I guess it's probably the easiest of the three.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, it was the shortest anyway, but I did enjoy it. Any other thoughts on the golf? I mean, people really don't want to hear a shot-for-shot recap. I liked it. I did very much, and I just have to say the golf carts, and they're the same at all three courses. I really like the GPS. I know it's not a new thing, but I don't play a lot of courses that have the GPS system built in. And, man, that's a huge help.
It's nice, isn't it?
You haven't played a place before. You don't have to go searching for a yardage marker in the fairway and guessing. Like, it's all lined up to the pins. Tells you could press on the screen, oh, how far is this bunker? It's 210. Okay, now I know that. It's very helpful for all that. And I did like that when you made a birdie, the golf cart would
clap. Yeah, it would clap, yep, when you put your score in, because it allowed you to put the score in.
Yes, on the cart. So that was fun as well. But yeah, I have nothing else to add there.
That hot dog I ordered, because you guys, I think Joey was ordering drinks and stuff, but I got a
dog. Yeah, that's right.
That dog was delicious.
Yeah, because you ordered one, and we were going to pick it up at the turn, and the beverage cart came up, and the girl said, oh, did someone order a hot dog? Because I got one left if you don't want to wait. And so you grabbed that thing. No problem. And it wasn't like a little rinky-dink, it was a nice, like, quarter-pound hot dog.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it looked pretty good. Had a couple drinks. I think they made some Bloody Marys at the drinks there. That was another hole. That was the one where That was another par three, the short par three, and there were people sitting out on their porch at Saratoga watching us tee off. So, yeah, there was a lot of people opportunity to watch us playing. Luckily, there weren't too many doing that because that could have been very bad. But, yeah, I enjoyed that. A lot of nice things. Nothing but good things to say. And then another thing that I really liked was the service that they provide where they take your clubs to the next course. So if you're playing the next day at another one of the Disney courses, they just bring your clubs over there. So we didn't have to take them back to the car and lug them back to the room and bring them the next day. Yep. They just were at the course the next 2 days, yep. Which was fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a great service. I mean, it's a no-brainer for them to provide that service, right. But it's so nice not have to worry about
yep.
it. So we did that. We got back in the car after golf, drove back to Old Key West, got into the room. So we just got the text. I think Joey got the text of our room number around the 16th or 17th hole, so we knew we had, you know, our room was ready. We drove right up, got the two prime spots, which Joey was very happy about.
OCD, Joe, you're right.
On each side of the walkway, and loaded our stuff. And how, like, when you first opened that door, I just had the biggest smile on my face walking into that two-bedroom villa there. It felt like you were walking into someone's home.
It was so different, Bill. And I love the resorts. Love them. But this was so different.
It's the best room you've ever stayed in.
Oh, hands down. There's no doubt about it. Yes.
But it wasn't a room. It was a house.
It was a house. It was just so, with the backing up to the golf course, I mean, it was, I felt like I was, I mean, it's Old Key West, but I felt like I was like at my buddy's condo in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was just like quiet, peaceful.
So you had the big kitchen living room, yep. You know, full kitchen. You have the island.
And we're
the TV.
We're not talking like just like a little place to microwave pizza. I mean, this was
no full
this,
oven,
this kitchen's a lot bigger everything. Than most people's kitchens in their houses.
Yes. And then you have the glass doors that open up onto the balcony, a ceiling fan and a light for the balcony. We were on the first floor, but I mean that wasn't really a problem. There was no one around us.
No.
I didn't hear anybody the whole time we were there. But the whole, yeah, everything. The bedrooms were huge. Like, the master with the king was ginormous with its own bathroom.
And then Joe drops a bomb on me. He says, yeah, you can take that one because I like sleeping on the couch anyways.
He didn't say you could take that one. He said someone could take that one. And before he finished the sentence, you said, I got it.
Oh, is that what is that how it went down?
Yeah, if that was like, you would have pushed you would have pushed your own grandmother out of the way to get that
oh,
one.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of truth to that, yeah.
There's a lot of truth to that. Boom.
Reading. Yeah, king-size bed, nice jacuzzi tub.
Which you never used.
Which we didn't. No, I didn't use it.
But the bed. Oh, the beds were comfortable.
They were really comfortable.
So Schaefer and I split the other bedrooms. So we had the two queens, our own bathroom there, which was nice. I can't say enough nice things about that. And the crazy thing to me is that we were the last ones to stay in that room, and they were going to do a full remodel of it.
I know. Can you believe that?
Which it didn't seem outdated. Like, the furniture had a little wear and tear on it, but it wasn't like, you didn't walk in there and be like, oh, this is kind of stuck in the 80s.
Right.
You know, or not whenever, early 90s. It felt clean and new, and, like, the accommodations were very nice. The beds, yeah, nothing bad to say about that room at all.
No.
Just so big. Like, when do you ever have that much room staying at Disney?
Never. It was mind-blowing.
Four guys, you know, each sleeping in their own situation, and we never got in each other's way.
Nope.
No problem. Like, tons of room. We all had a spot on the couch. There was a regular chair, two couches, watching TV, drinking beer, sit out on the porch, you know, in the kitchen, whatever. There was tons of room to spread out and enjoy. And like you said, I think you said by the third day, you're like, I wouldn't be against just skipping golf and just hanging out at the resort for the whole day.
We didn't have enough time to spend there.
No, but we did take advantage. We went to the pool quite a bit.
Oh, we did. No, we did that. We did that.
Because as soon as we got back from golf, we just went right to the pool.
Yeah, because we were all kind of sore from first time playing, and we all sat, kind of took a hot tub, went for a swim. Mm-hmm. We needed that, though.
We even went in the sauna for a minute, yep. Which was not great.
It was so really relaxing, though. Nice pool. Yeah. Good size, you know, not too
great
big,
pool.
But, I mean, for a resort that size, I'm surprised there weren't as many people there. I mean,
that's right. That's what I was going to say. The best part was how uncrowded it was.
Yeah.
No problem finding a chair, put our stuff down, got in. We didn't feel like crowd weren't having to dodge weasels. We could just kind of relax in the pool, joke around, swim around, did the slide a few times.
Yep.
Went in the hot tub. I mean, the hot tub got a little crowded a couple times, but nothing bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go back and forth, hot tub, pool, whatever. It was good. A few hours there before our big dinner.
Yep.
At Shula's, which we can probably take a little break here and... we'll talk about that because we definitely don't have enough time to talk about that right now.
No, no, this is a good point. We're at about 41 minutes, so.
Yeah. So I think, so the pool was great. We didn't do much else that day. We just did, I don't even think we got any food. We didn't get any food, right?
No, I just got that hot dog. After. No, we didn't.
You got that hot dog and that was it. I didn't have anything in between because I didn't want to spoil anything for Shula's.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we just kind of hung out at the pool and.
I think we might have had a couple suds. We took showers and
had some beers.
Might have
yeah.
had a sud or two, and then I think Joey took his.
Oh, that's right. Because as soon as we got back from golf, Joey made us all bloodies, right?
Yes.
So that was like the initiation, getting into the room. He made us all the homemade bloodies with like shrimp cocktail on it and olives,
prosciutto and cheese. Yeah,
yeah, all the good accompaniments. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, we did. We had a bloody before we headed off to the pool.
Yeah, and then a few beers or whatever. A
couple beers.
We didn't want to get too crazy before dinner.
No.
We wanted to enjoy it.
No, I think Joe and I brought a cup of coffee on the bus ride.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't take the bus. We did the lift there to the Swan. You're thinking of the Top of the World.
That's right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Yep, yep. We did take a lift.
Which we'll get to another day.
Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, it was perfect. So did the pool, got our showers, and went over to the Dolphin, and we'll pick it up next week with our review of Shula's.
All right. Sounds good. We'll take a second break. From break, episode 242 is in the books. Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Yes, sir.
Were you getting hungry talking about the breakfast buffet?
Oh, that was so good.
I want to go up Saturday.
You gonna go to Beaumont?
I want to go up.
You just want to go. It doesn't matter where you go. You just want to go there.
Just want to go get breakfast somewhere.
That's your favorite thing to do is just go up there and get breakfast.
I love being up there in the morning when the sun's just shiny and I love it.
That is one of the best things. But getting up early, going to breakfast there.
And again, I could go to the cafe again for my 18th time.
That's true. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, yeah, that was good. Yeah, I get hungry thinking about Boma. That was good.
Could you eat there, like, every Saturday? Like, if it was, like, in downtown Westerly, could you, the wife and the kids, go there every Saturday?
Well, I mean, it'd be a little expensive, but yes. As far as just food, mm-hmm. yes, definitely.
Just to start your day?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good start to the weekend, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Just think how dangerous. I mean, you live 100 miles away from the place, and you go up there a lot, but imagine if you live 10 minutes. You'd be eating almost every meal on property.
Yeah, it'd be bad. You'd really have to try to discipline yourself.
Yeah, because anytime you just roll out of bed 10:30, pull up My Disney Experience, be like, oh, there's an opening at Boma in 25 minutes. You want to go? You just get over. Badoo. That wouldn't be a bad way to go about your business, though,
no,
would it?
No.
Some people, a lot of the locals, they pull up the app. They look, oh, there's a fast pass for Seven Dwarf Mine Train. You're looking at reservations for brunch.
Oh, that's all I look at. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you'd look at, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's so good. I love the food there. Right. We had some good eating when we were on this trip.
Oh, we did.
Definitely good eating. All right. I don't have anything else really to add here.
All right, this is.
I think we went in pretty good
depth on the golf. A
relatively
short
and
episode, but we did get into depth on
the golf, the Boma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was good. Yeah, that room though, man. I mean, two nights, obviously very generous. I'm not going to complain, but man, I could spend a week there and not leave the resort.
That's what the thing. I couldn't go to the park.
No, like, it was great. Get on the boat, you go to Disney Springs, you need Olivia's, you need any of the places at Disney Springs, you go to another resort and have some food, and then you just go back and hang out.
I think, seriously, like if I were to do that for a week, I could, like, discipline myself and go first thing in the morning, then go to about 1 o'clock, and then come back from, like, 1 to 7 or 1 to 8, mm-hmm. and swim and hang out at the resort, take a nap, maybe watch a college football game, and then head back.
Yeah.
A couple rides and fireworks and then head mm-hmm. back.
Call it a night.
But I couldn't do a 15-hour day when I have that room.
No, that's the thing. You just want to hang out.
Just sitting there having coffee in the morning.
Yes, exactly.
Watching the golfers go by. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was
great.
Put it this way. You and I have watched a lot of YouTube videos. We did a lot of research. Was this 10 times better than you anticipated?
Yes.
Wasn't it?
It was just so relaxing. See, the only way I could describe it was relaxing. Just the whole vibe of the whole place. Like, just people walking around. No one rushing. Everyone's going slow.
Yeah, it is. It's
the whole, like, lobby area is just open and a lot of people around, but not crowded or, I don't know. It's just so nice.
Yeah, it is.
I think the boats going by adds a lot to it.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of slows everything. I really like hearing the boat. Beep, beep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. It's a great resort.
Glad I finally
see why
Joey
said it's his favorite.
Yeah, that's his favorite.
Mm-hmm. Not that I have much else as far as DVC goes to compare it to in the rooms, but man, I can see why you like the resort itself.
Mm-hmm. I think the four of us are all in the same boat, though. Like, we just like to chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. We had no one was like, oh, we got to get doing. Joey probably a little bit. He didn't like sitting around too much, but everyone was just happy just hanging out.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It was. All right, we'll continue on next week. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, search for us at Por Favor Podcast, social media, Twitter and Facebook at Por Favor Podcast, email the show info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike@PorFavorPodcast.com, Mr. Klinsman.
Email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com, and go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/PorFavorPodcast.
Well, thanks for listening to episode 242. Of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast for my cousin, Mr. Klinsman, up in Westerly, Rhode Island. I'm Senator Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida.
A good senator.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.